From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting fighting in South Sudan that left more than 100 people dead. Violence is raising fears that the country could slide back into a full-blown civil war. Witnesses said Sunday's fighting hit a UN encampment for displaced people for a second time in as many days and also targeted a rebel base in the capital. The United Nations is urging calm and says it is mobilizing peacekeepers to protect civilians. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called on President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar to do everything within their power to de-escalate hostilities. The UN Security Council condemned days of violence. The British think tank IHS said Sunday that Islamic State jihadists are continuing to lose control of territory they had captured in Iraq and Syria. IHS says the Islamic State group lost 12% of its territory in the first half of 2016, on top of the 14% it lost last year. Even as the Islamic State group has lost territory, however, it has been able to launch mass casualty bombings and shootings. An IHS senior analyst says the group's loss of territory likely means that it will engage in more such attacks. U.S. President Barack Obama has praised America's relationship with Spain as a bond of friendship with shared economic and security interests and warned that the two nations must be inclusive in an increasingly global society. Mr. Obama met Sunday with Acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. The meeting came as Spain grapples with high unemployment and a political crisis sparked by two general elections that have produced no clear winners. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is calling on Americans to mutually respect fellow citizens. Mr. Obama said violence against police by anyone concerned about fairness in the criminal justice system does a disservice to the cause. He said recent statements by black activists cannot be blamed for the violence.
In a movement like Black Lives Matter, there's always going to be some folks who say things that are stupid or imprudent or overgeneralize or are harsh. And I don't think that you can hold well-meaning activists who are doing the right thing and peacefully protesting responsible for everything that is uttered at a protest.
The president also called for balance from law enforcement. Dallas, Texas Police Chief David Brown said Sunday the slain suspect in an ambush that killed five Dallas police officers last week had plans for larger attacks. Bomb-making materials and a journal were found at Micah Xavier Johnson's home during a search Friday. Police believe Johnson was the lone shooter in the Thursday night attack. Authorities say the gunman told police he wanted to, quoting now, kill white people and especially white officers. Japanese voters went to the polls Sunday to vote for half of the seats in the House of Counselors, Parliament's less powerful upper house. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition was the clear winner, with preliminary results showing it has won just under 60 seats out of 121. Australia's opposition Labour Party conceded defeat Sunday in national elections. 8 days after voting concluded, Labour Party leader Bill Shorten said he was certain Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and his coalition government would secure enough seats to retain power. Mr. Turnbull said later his Conservative coalition will remain in power for a second three-year term.
This is a day of thanks. There are many people to thank. But the most important people to thank are the Australian people. Because we have resolved this election, we've gone through this election with fiercely fought arguments, issues of policy, issues of principle. And we've done so peacefully and constructively.
As vote counting continues, however, it is not clear whether the coalition will win enough seats to form a majority government. Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Sukri met Sunday in Israel with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The two discussed ways to revive peace efforts between Israel and the Palestinians. It was the first such visit in nearly a decade. The visit is seen as a sign of strengthening ties between the two countries. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.